Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the Student of the Game. We are featuring our NFC North. Wait, what? No, the show's just been traded to the AFC North, the AFC North edition of the draft, kind of like the Vikings did in the actual draft itself, trading away their picks. They're instead going to probably be in the fourth episode rather than the third. At any rate, the Browns were the ones who received the pick from the Vikings after that trade, and they've got Trent Richardson. They went running back.
Yep. They missed out on Adrian Peterson, so now they're getting it right.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Vikings fan. So, yeah, I'm a little confused with that because, you know, all the talk that people make about running backs being, you know, so dime a dozen and all that. Is Trent Richardson that good? Weasel.
Well, from what I've seen, he's pretty good.
Chris.
He's pretty good. Tech Weasel's the word. He's pretty good. But I mean, he's strong, though. I mean, he can bench like almost 500 pounds as a running back.
That's a big deal.
So, yeah, I don't remember how much he squats, but he's pretty good. He's
got some good bowling strength. Ball. 5'9", 228.
Yeah, okay. So
I don't
you're
know if
going.
He's fast as Mojo. He's not, but...
Low to the ground.
But the thing is it'll be tough to bring him down.
You don't want to tackle this because, you know... You could try to go for his legs, but then his arms are right there to be like, get off me. You can't tackle me.
So
I'm Trent Richardson.
Talent-wise, it brings back people talking, comparing him to like Adrian Peterson, the running back from the Vikings.
He ran a 4.58 at the combine.
Which, I mean, for a running back, it's a big deal. I mean, you know, that's even faster than Jerry Rice's 40 back in the day. So, yeah. At any rate, that would be to fill the gap by the departure of one Peyton Hillis. And the Browns have also lost free safety Mike Adams as well. They did also in the first round pick up quarterback Brandon Whedon out of Oklahoma State. So, gentlemen, 29 years old, possibly ginger.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
Possibly ginger.
Two gingers in the NFC North.
Yeah. The right.
AFC North.
AFC North. AFC North.
You sure?
Yeah.
So the AFC North now filled with ginger.
Two starting quarterbacks with no souls.
Well, he's not starting yet necessarily, which does bring me for an interesting point, but thank you for getting the no soul coming in there. I can see the letters flowing in now. But I think we got our first official car wreck with the new equipment. Damn, 3 episodes in, Weasel's already wrecking us.
You know, if they're in Australia, they call them blue.
What?
I have no idea why they call them blue, but you look it up. What do they call redheads in Australia? They call them blue.
Huh.
So
interesting.
So is it possible for someone in Australia with red hair to have the blue blues? I can see that's bom bom. Oh, I don't know. My hair's so red. I got nothing. They call them blue? Seriously?
They call them blues.
I tried to do something with that. It just wasn't there. Anyway, so the rest of their draft picks the first round, look, they got a potential starter. I shouldn't say potential starter. He's 29 years old. If they're not planning on starting him, they're dumb. They got Richardson, and they addressed a lot of defensive needs. They addressed a lot of beef needs in general. I mean, they had a lot of draft picks. I personally thought they overpaid to get to that spot. But really, they did overpay it. That doesn't necessarily mean it was a bad move. Like, I was Student of the Game participant here and Brown fan, Drew, of course, had a few things to say about that. I was texting with him, tweeting with him during the draft. It's like, they overpaid for that. He's like, did they? They had plenty of picks. I was like, look, just because you can afford it doesn't mean you didn't overpay. So, that all being said... that really does it for their losses and gains here, too. Let's go ahead and move over to the Baltimore Ravens. Quite a few losses in roster spots on their group here. Chris Carr at corner, Lee Evans at receiver, Tom Zbikowski at safety, and Corey Redding at defensive end. Some of the big names. But they did get outside linebacker Courtney Upshaw out of Alabama, that national championship defense, which was basically, if it was any more stout, his name would have been Courtney Guinness. Just throwing that out there, you know. Seriously? The beer? Come on. I know you don't drink Weasel, but
yeah.
I didn't even get a nod from Chris. I'm like, damn, that wasn't that bad. Anyway.
That's a good pickup right there.
Yeah. I mean, they had no first round pick, and considering their first pick was in the second round, that was pretty solid.
And he's got the motors to play the outside linebacker position.
I mean, yeah, there you go. There's been a lot of departures of late. Bart Scott, Adelius Thomas, and Ray Lewis soon to be joining that list when he does finally retire, which is going to be, you know, I mean, that day is
10
coming.
10 years.
Right?
10 years. He's going to be there for a while.
Oh, you think Upshaw's going to be there like a while?
How long did old linebacker played on the Dolphins? He played until
Zach Thomas?
Like, no.
Jason Taylor?
No.
You said the Dolphins. That's their big defensive guys.
Seau played until he was like 40.
That was San Diego.
He did make it to the Dolphins. Weasel's right, but yeah, he's better known.
He played 10 years for the Chargers.
Hell,
he did, but
based on that, we should be calling him the Patriot linebacker.
But Ray Lewis is going to keep playing.
Yeah. No, I. What is that, year 16? Damn.
I know.
Anyways, they did a lot of upgrades at important spots in terms of needs. Whether they got the right players or not, we'll see. But not a whole lot of significant additions beyond Courtney Upshaw. So anyways, with that, we'll go over to the Bengals, the home of the other ginger. Right, Weasel?
That's right.
Andy Dalton, of course, the reference in question there. Key losses at wide receiver Andre Caldwell. And, of course, Captain Flipperama himself, Jerome Simpson, at wide receiver, soon to be departing to the Minnesota Vikings. Hold on. Let's take a second for Weasel to do a little dance. Really?
Yeah.
A dude does a complete flip over a guy to get a touchdown, and now he's on your team, and all you got is an
But, you know.
Wait till week five. Was he four-game suspension?
Exactly.
Wait till week five, then he'll start dancing.
Well, I thought it was a three-game.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a three-game. So week four.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Who do the Vikings have at receiver right now?
Well, get that until in the next show.
Uh-huh. You're going to save the humiliation till then? Anyways, they did also add corner Jason Allen and defensive end Jamal Anderson. And a big one here from the Patriots, the firm Ben Jarvis Grealis, and also at corner Terrence Newman, former corner. And then also their corner, Dre Kirkpatrick is their first pick.
Dre Kirkpatrick.
Out of Bama, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you know, a lot of busyness from that defense. No surprises there. I think he was the third corner picked at that point, too. So a lot of cornerback love in this first round of the draft this year. I like where the Bengals are going in general, and a lot of other teams are declining. I think there's a strong chance it's Bengals-Ravens fighting for the division. May even see three AFC North teams, depending how well these Steelers can adapt. So, you guys have anything more on the Bengals?
Nope. Pretty good overall draft. They addressed all their needs. So.
And they drafted two receivers with their, 10 picks?
Yes. So they do have two receivers on there, one in the third, one in the fifth. And a lot of polls have been showing, in terms of at least what the fans think, that they had the best draft of the year. So make of that what you will. Perhaps the Bengals are not bungling so much as they used to.
We shall see.
Indeed. With that, we go to the Steelers, who have lost William Gay, Hines Ward, James Ferrier, Larry Foote, and Chris Kiamatu as well, I believe. Yes, Weasel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of losses there. Did retain tight end Leonard Pope, but whatever. They got Heath Miller. Who cares? Got to admit, a little bit worried. I did like that their first pick was an offensive guard in the draft. They do need some O-line help, obviously. Their next pick was also a tackle. But, I mean, they're changing their identity. And it's a tough place to be right now. And, of course, they did just attain a new offensive coordinator, the guy who was the coach for the Chiefs, Todd Haley?
Todd Haley, so yeah.
Yes. That's why I'm the student, bitches. Word. So.
Well, about the two offensive linemen they got, there were teams trading up in the first round, second round, you know, there's jumping around.
Your other team, for example?
Yeah.
See what I did there? I helped you make the point while making fun of you about you being a fan of two teams at the same time.
Got you. The two picks they made, David DeCastro, offensive guard out of Stanford,
right,
with their 24th pick, fell to him, and that was a guard that was ranked pretty high by many people.
Yeah, no, I mean, I like the pick a lot. Their interior line does need help.
And Mike Adams, I think he was the guy that I think that he said he lied about smoking marijuana or something. So he sent a letter out to all the teams, and he dropped into the second round. And
this is the tackle they got?
The tackle they got.
Mike and Adams? Okay.
There was actually a lot of people graded him like a first round.
You got where? So you got what college you went to? In
went to Ohio State.
Okay. Well, that's why I don't know him. Yeah. F Ohio State.
Yeah, but then the third round pick, Sean Spence out of the U.
Oh, look out. We'll see, fit, so, I mean, we'll that's an interesting point. We got three
linebacker,
top.
Yeah.
I mean, we did just part with two veterans.
And they needed a defensive tackle to eventually replace Casey Hampton.
Yeah.
Because he tore his ACL.
I think if they were higher in the draft, they would have addressed that, but they weren't. It's that simple.
Yeah. And also, Mendenhall's coming off an injury. What, he tear his ACL?
I don't think it was that bad. Was it
bad? No, I don't think it was that bad. No.
Yeah, but they drafted the speeds through Chris Rainey out of Florida.
Yep. They needed more running backs in general anyway.
Be like a Sproles type. So
okay.
5'8", 180 out of Florida.
So that's definitely the build of a speed man right there. But let's take it through. I mean, we've been through all the AFC North teams. Who do you got in the division, Weasel?
Mm. The Bengals are looking good. So I mean, they've made a lot of strides since last year, and they did have a really good draft. So I'd say there's going to be two teams going. I would say the Ravens and the Bengals. So, but I would say the Bengals get the division this year.
The truth of the matter is this, folks. I think, once again, the AFC North will repeat as the toughest division in the league. Chris, who you got?
You know, the one thing that's going for Baltimore is they cut their kicker. So... I believe that there is three teams coming out of the AFC North next year. I think Pittsburgh will be up there as well. Yeah, they did lose some key things, but they did get offensive line that protect the Big Ben, and they still got Mike Wallace and Emmanuel Sanders.
Antonio Brown as well.
Right. With all three of those receivers, with Mendenhall.
Oh, and they retained Cotchery as well, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they did.
I believe so.
So, and yeah, I mean, that just makes for a better attack. I would like to have seen them get another running back on top of who they got. Chris, did you find it? I thought you waved to me.
Oh, with Cotchery?
Yeah.
Yeah, they re-signed Cotchery.
So there you go. Boom, that's why I'm a student. So so you got who do you have in the taking the division, Chris?
I still think Baltimore. I think they got too many weapons.
Yeah, you know, every time I pick the Bengals, they end up sucking, so I'll do them a favor and pick Baltimore. Just because I think they're going to be that pissed from the playoff game last year in the AFC Championship. But anyways, that should pretty much wrap us up for the AFC North after that top-round trade there. You can go ahead and email us your thoughts on our opinions of the draft, thesotg@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at thesotg. The site itself is www.thestudentofthegame.com. And then you might ask, if we didn't know the website, how could you hear us? Well, you could have subscribed to us on iTunes. That's something you could have done. Just throwing that out there. And all right, if anybody got anything about the Steelers or the AFC North? Nothing else? With that, class dismissed.